Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. April asked if I could break down our defense. Was it Mond and crew? Were that good? Or are we not what we thought? I thought A&M looked legit. Yeah, look, April, I covered a lot of this yesterday. And I don't want to rehash everything, but suffice it to say, look, as I said yesterday, I thought the defense was dominant in the first half. I thought in the second quarter, they really got after Mond. I thought A&M made some adjustments in the second half. I thought they went more max protect, meaning they kept extra tight ends and running backs in. At the same time, there were moments in the second half where they couldn't get Williams going as a running back, but they found some advantages with him in the passing game. So I thought A&M in general went to more max protect in the second half to give Mond more time to throw. And I thought over the course of the game, the line tired a little bit chasing him. I mean, he's a great athlete. And I think as the game lengthened, this is something you frequently say, even for teams with depth. I mean, A&M ran a lot of snaps, ran a lot of plays. And I thought that it may have even gotten to Clemson a little bit. And Mond is a sensational athlete. He's a Colin Kaepernick type of athlete. And that's who he reminded me of when Kaepernick was at Nevada and he kept plays alive. I thought at times Clemson allowed him to break contain. I think at times Clemson chased him, and chasing him isn't going to work unless you have multiple guys there. Because if you have one guy chasing him, one guy is not going to get him. And I thought that happened a little too often. He broke contain and then made plays. Sometimes, as Coach Sweeney said during his press conference, you just got to give it up to the other guy. Now, there were mistakes. There were coverage busts. There were numerous coverage busts. There were eye discipline issues. These are things that happened. But as Coach Sweeney indicated today, and I think he was right again, as he usually is, I think he talked about the effort being awesome and the will to win, which I think he suggested if you bottled it, you could make a fortune. Because there's no questioning that. I mean, I thought Clemson's intensity was at a very high level. I wouldn't question that for a second. You know, quite honestly, this team always plays hard. Other teams around the country, they have ups, downs. This team always plays hard. And I think the A&M game was certainly no exception. So I wouldn't be too worried about. I don't think there are many people on the schedule who could pose you the type of problems that Mond did. I think if there is one, it might be Brown of Boston College, depending on what he looks like from a movement standpoint now. Georgia Tech Mike and Boxer John. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Pretty good. Enjoying the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Got a comment on Serena Williams, and then I wanted to leave one with you on Tech, but not so much her as the rule that you can't coach, the coach can't coach while the match is going on.
Uh-huh.
I really think tennis ought to give up on that because the guys are doing it, and it's just creating a lot of friction. I don't see why they can't coach. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, you know, look, obviously that was an unusual situation. I think Serena was really frustrated. I understand her frustration. Perhaps you're right about the need to make adjustments, and I think that's going to be discussed in the wake of a very public incident involving what may be the greatest player in history. Therefore, you know, I think that perhaps some solution will be found in the aftermath of it. But I didn't have a problem really with anything that was done on either side. I think that the chair acted as the chair believed appropriate under the rules. And I also have no problem with Serena questioning. You know, here's the thing. If we're bothered by Serena questioning it, then we have forgot that John McEnroe ever lived.
That's the truth.
Because if Serena's harmless questions in questioning her situation, and I think she was really genuinely upset, I mean, we need to go back and look at guys like McEnroe and Ilya Anastasi and see some of the things that these guys were saying to chairs back in the day. Because,
oh my goodness.
Because you couldn't put any microphones near any of that.
I couldn't have made it as a tennis official.
Right.
But the other thing is the idea of sportsmanship. I've got the tennis. Well, when you go to youth league, baseball, football, the fathers are the ones acting up. When you go to wrestling, sometimes high school wrestling is the mothers. But tennis, I really think it's the players. They do a lot. Not all the players, but just a third of them, maybe less than that. Do a lot of whining, and they little McEnroes running around. And the fans are not allowed to really cheer. That's looked down upon. And I'm like, it's not bad sportsmanship to cheer for your guy. It's bad sportsmanship to cheer,
Well, Mike, let me say this. I get where you're going, and this may be...
To the other guy.
Right. This may be a little bit outside the way I would normally approach such things. But quite honestly, I think tennis needs more baby McEnroes. I think tennis's biggest problem is there are no characters in the game anymore. They're all vanilla wafers. We know, you know, none of these players, you know, we just don't have those characters anymore. I think when tennis was popular, we had personalities who helped make the game popular. On the men's side, we have been soggy vanilla wafers forever. You know, these robotic types like the Sampras's who just have, you know, just zero personality. You know, even a guy like Roger Federer, as great as he's been, he's like a zero.
The baby.
Well, Ramona thinks he's a baby. Ramona thinks he cries at everything, but that's neither here nor there.
He does. When he loses, he cries. He wins most of the time, and yet when he loses, every now and then he cries.
Yeah, well, that may
be.
But
his personality.
Right. I'm just saying that I think a little personality is in order. I think the game needs more of that. I mean, to me, the men's game was at its highest point when you had guys like McEnroe and Connors and Nastasi and maybe Bjorn Borg was the foil to all those guys. I think that's when the game was at its best on the men's side. And since then, I just don't think I think tennis is just suffering from, and look, man, that may be across the board. I mean, it may really be that all sports are suffering from dwindling popularity, but I think this sport could use some characters.
Jordan Spieth is dull. You know, he's a good golfer, but he just doesn't. He's mechanical.
Yeah. Yo, well,
but anyway.
That's right. Go ahead.
Let me leave you with a question on Georgia Tech. I was encouraged by a lot of things. The passing game, I thought, is better than last year. But are they going to get into this giving up 10-point leads like they did last year? That was worrisome.
Well,
I'll leave that with you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the question. You know, that game was fairly reminiscent of the Tennessee game in some ways, in that Georgia Tech has suffered injuries. And still the game was theirs if they don't fumble the ball. And they're normally very good in that offense about not putting the ball on the ground. But I think that's what Johnson's complaint was. You know, if you want to be a winner, if you want to be a division champion or something, you have to be mentally tough when the games matter at the end. Clemson was mentally tough enough to win. Now, I grant you, there were a ton of unusual circumstances in that game. Your starting quarterback gets hurt. Your starting center gets hurt. Your starting running back gets knocked out early and gets knocked out for the year. And Benson is a talent. I mean, Kervante Benson ran for 129 yards against that Clemson defense last year, averaging over 8 yards a carry. That's all you need to know about Benson. Benson's a little locomotive with long speed and great balance because he's short. He's short and thick. Well, you know, he suffers another knee injury. I mean, he had a knee injury in high school. I don't know if this is the same knee or not, but that's a big loss for Georgia Tech. No question about it. Now, the good news for them is they have better depth at the position with Pontez Mason and Howard than they did a year ago. We'll see how they handle it. And look, a lot of strange things happened in that game. I mean, two of your three best defensive players were thrown out relatively early for targeting. So you lost your starting quarterback, your starting running back, you lost your center for a period of time. By the way, your regular center hasn't even played yet. Kenny Cooper's the regular center. Lee is in there because Cooper's been out. And then you get two of your three best defensive players thrown out of the game for bogus targeting calls, and you give up 200-yard returns for touchdowns, and still you were in position to win the game and put it away before the Searcy fumble at the 10-yard line with about 8 minutes left, which would have put you up 10 again. I mean, you don't fumble the ball, you win the game right there. And I think that's Johnson's point. I think he wants his team to be mentally tougher in those situations. You just can't do that. When you go to play at a place like South Florida against a team as athletic as that, you can't have the self-inflicted wounds. I mean, Georgia Tech put up over 600 yards. They were the better team, but they didn't win the game. And you're going to have to find ways to win those games. And now you have a bigger challenge with no Kervante Benson. And so there's that. Let me get to Boxer John. John, how are you?
Fine, Walt. How you doing?
Good, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. I was just listening to you there. You're talking about this thing with Kelly Bryant and the Clemson game. I was watching that. One thing in the second half, I was wondering. You know, I said, when are they going to put Bryant back in? And then it dawned on me. I think they won't going to let him play until it's obvious to everybody they need to put Bryant in. They're going to let the freshman play. And as a result, there's no question about who starting quarterback is. And I don't think in anybody's mind. And as a result, too, it shows all these people out here questioning about why the freshman wasn't starting when the coaches, I think, have a little far better idea about what needs to be done than, you know, the fans do. And I think that was proved to be right there. And
John, at the same time, you know, the coaches started Trevor Lawrence in the second half.
Yeah, but I think they were doing that to prove a point. They wanted to let him play the way it worked out. I mean, it was just came to me and said, watching. I said, why are they doing this? And finally, I said, when are they going to put Bryant in? And finally, it kind of started kind of dawning on me. I said, I think they want to make a point here and settle this ongoing dispute about who should be quarterback. And I think they did that.
You know, John, I'd like to think so, but I'm less sure than you. I'm not sure that to some level this isn't going to go on all year. We'll see. I mean, I think the idea is to play two quarterbacks, and I think for the most part it'll probably work to Clemson's advantage, or at the very least, it won't hurt them. I think it did hurt them to a degree against Texas A&M.
I think, though, there's no question about who the starting quarterback is from now on out, don't you think?
Well, you know, we'll see. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure of anything anymore, John. I think that I think if it was me, I would start Kelly Bryant every game. I mean, that's just me. I can't speak for what the staff is going to do. I personally would start Kelly Bryant every game, and I would play him the majority of the snaps. And I would get Trevor Lawrence in That's how I would do it. We'll see how the staff looks to do it moving forward. You know, I don't know that many of the challenges moving forward will wind up being as significant as that challenge was.
No, I agree with you there. But another thing too, I watched the Carolina game down there, and boy, I tell you, that quarterback down at Carolina, they were blitzing him on every play, and he didn't have a running game. They didn't have a running game, and boy, they dropped about three or four passes. And that first pass, the guy just had his hands on it and just bounced out. But there were about two or three others going across the middle. He hit them right in their hands, and they just dropped the ball. And, boy, you can't afford to do that.
No, I think South Carolina's biggest fail was not trying to establish the run. I think moving forward, you will see South Carolina try to establish the run because, again, I thought going into the game that South Carolina could win the game if they had a rushing disadvantage of 100 yards. I expected Georgia to rush for 250 and said that, 250 or more. Mm-hmm. I think they rushed for 270 or something like that. Yeah. And I thought South Carolina needed 150 to balance out their offense and keep that a game. And instead, I think they rushed for like 50 or something. So it didn't happen. Hey, John, I have to run. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you, John. Hey, let me tell you about Robinhood. You know, by the way, Rona, how many people did we have on the text line yesterday who wrote us and said they love Robinhood, that they started in college? And you see, and that's the thing. You know, if you're like a millennial and you're looking to get started in the investment world, Robinhood is such a great option because you don't have any fees. And so and you can learn as you go. You can toy around and be your own boss and make your own decisions. It's just cool as can be. Robinhood's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy. And so it's a really non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple and intuitive. There's a clear design and they do present you with data in an easy to digest way. So they're going to help you with, you know, you're going to get some information to base your decisions on, but you get to make the decisions and you don't, again, there are never any fees. And that's what I love most about it. You know, there's no cost. There are no commission fees. You know, you go to other brokerages, they're going to charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You get to trade stocks and you get to keep all of your profits. And it's so easy to use. Even for me, and I'm not exactly technologically savvy, you know, so it's easy to understand charts and market data. You place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. Even I got it. Robinhood web platform also lets you view stock collections like the 100 most popular sectors like entertainment, social media, curated categories like female CEOs, and analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every stock. And you learn by doing. Look, here's the deal. Robinhood has given my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint to help build your portfolio. All you do is go to waltd.robinhood.com. That's Walt D, capital letters, waltd.robinhood.com. Do it today. Get hooked up with Robinhood. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Lines are completely jammed. I'm coming to you.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the East End Zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local AgPro is also into traditions like our fall closeout sale on our best-selling John Deere tractor packages. Save up to an additional $3,900 and be equipped for anything. Visit agproco.com.
The day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about hymns. You know, performance issues in men start in your 30s. And it's not hard to understand. Basically, once you're out of your 20s, your testosterone levels decline. And lots of men experience these issues. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. And, you know, and what happens when we do is we get on the internet at 2 a.m. and we go Lamar Odom. We start ordering crap that, you know, we got no idea what it does to you. Looking for solutions. Well, there's a better way. And the better way is 4hims.com, a one-stop source for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men, with well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you in any sort of performance issue. You know, look, no snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, none of that. What's happened is the patents on the name brand medicines have expired. And so now Hims has generic versions of those available. You'll speak to real doctors who will offer you medical grade solutions to treat your issues. There's no waiting room. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits. There are no lines. You can save hours of time going to 4hims.com. 4hims.com. Listen, try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims, forhims.com/roadrage5. That's 4hims.com/roadrage5. That's the number 5. 4hims.com/roadrage5. You'll thank me later. All 6 lines are lit to the phones. First up is, where is it? Southpaw Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing very well, sir. And I appreciate that bumper music being the veteran. It brought tears to my eyes and made me choke up.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your service. Thank you for it.
Well, thank you. A little bit of background about 9/11. I spent the majority of my career at Shaw Air Force Base and working F-16 maintenance. On September 11th, Tuesday, we were at Shaw Air Force Base. We were prepping for exercises. You know, we do practice war games every quarter to keep our currencies up. So that particular day, we were doing our transition into actual war games, and we were watching everything unfold on TV. And once the second tower was struck, you know, we were pretty much put in lockdown mode behind closed doors. And from that point on, we went to ThreatCon Delta, and we started our transition from practice war games to actual, that we were protecting the homeland. Now, the part of this that always hits home to me is after we downloaded all these airplanes with practice munitions and missiles, we uploaded everything with lives. And after we upload everything with lives, our pilots come out and they do operations checks. They run all the systems up and they make sure everything is functional. Well, one of my good friends happened to come out and was doing the run-up on my jet. And when he came out to the jet, he had kind of a somber look about him. And I just happened to ask him, what's going on? What's with the look of seriousness and somber? And he looked right at me and he said, you don't understand our orders that we've been given behind closed doors. Anything, any airliner that doesn't transpond IFF or does not communicate, we are to bring them down out of the air with no questions asked. It was at that point I realized the seriousness of what we were doing. And I just wanted to share that with you guys from the front lines.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
I challenge anybody to do anything better than what you do on 9/11, because I've never heard anything, bar none. And thank you for what you do for 9/11, sir.
Thank you for everything you've done, Mike. I appreciate the kind words. Very kind of you. Thank you, especially coming from somebody like yourself. Thank you, Mike. You know, imagine that, Ramona.
Might have to go and shoot down an airliner because they don't respond to the...
Right. The only positive on any of that is that we didn't have to resort to that option. The people of Flight 93 basically saw fit to that themselves. And, you know, of the possible endings there, that was the most heroic, noble, and best option. Because I can't imagine.
I can't. I mean, they had to make the decision. They had to just go, okay, this is what we're going to do to save other people.
Right. And again, I can't imagine being military personnel forced to potentially bring down a flight of your fellow Americans because there was no other choice. But that is the world we live in. I'm glad that we didn't have to face that choice. Ultimately, back to the Northland communication phone lines, and they're all jammed up. And we haven't forgotten. We will play the dedication again. And, you know what, Ron, let's plan it for 6 o'clock. We'll play the Road Rage 9/11 dedication at 6 o'clock for those still asking about it. So hang on in there just a little bit. Gamecock, Will, how are you?
Doing good, Will. How about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate it. Walt, I want to thank you for you and Ramona for doing all that dedication 9/11 day. You know, I ain't going to talk about football today. This is a lot more important than football. I just want to say thanks to the veterans. I mean, you got World War One, World War Two, Korean War, Gulf War, Afghanistan, good still going on. I mean, you got hurricanes going on everywhere. You got lava going on in Hawaii. I mean, you got all kinds of things going on right now. It's a lot more important than football. And what I want to say, Walt, is thanks to all the heroes. You got EMS, firemen, you know, policemen out there and everything. They're the heroes. Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, Clowney, they just, and LeBron James, they just athletes. They're not the heroes. The people just, the guy just called, and them other people, they're the real heroes, Walt. I mean, they the heroes. I mean, people need, and I'm tired of all this kneeling down there in a national anthem. To me, that's disrespect for the pro football. I'm not even watching pro football this year just because of that. I mean, the parents, they had to go through the wars and all this stuff. They need some respect. I mean, this is America. Stand up for the national anthem. If you want to kneel down, you better be kneeling down to get your heart right because time is going down. I mean, that's all I got to say. Well,
thanks,
I mean,
Will.
You know, it's hard. You know, it's just hard right now.
Thanks,
people just need to wake up.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, I'm not going to get into the whole issue of the flag today. I will say this. I don't think any of this would have happened in the wake of 9/11, but I'm not going to get into a political discussion of that issue. I think there are multiple sides and factors, and I don't want to relate it to any of this. I will say this. You know, Will is right in much of what he said, and certainly our thoughts and prayers are with all of the people who stand to be impacted by the storm. Again, the last I knew, Rona, coming in here, the governor of North Carolina was telling North Carolina citizens, he said, every single one of you in this state is about to be impacted by the devastation of this storm. So
hoping that it would turn the other
It doesn't
way.
Appear that way. I know that I had read that since Hugo, every similar projected storm had turned out to sea. And the damage from all these hurricanes over the years since Hugo was mild in comparison, but it doesn't appear like this one's going to be mild unless something has changed. And sometimes they do, and that's what we'll hope for. But certainly we are very concerned with all the people in the path of the storm and the repercussions of what will occur as a result. Back to the, hold on. I know the lines are jammed. I'm coming to you guys. Don't go anywhere. I'll get to you as soon as I come back. It will be Bradley, David, Sam, Jimmy. I'm coming right to you guys. Let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. It's still hot, but soon enough it'll be cold. And every seasonal change brings about new and varied plumbing concerns. If you go to rotorooter.com, they have all sorts of helpful hints on how to avoid needing their service. But more than that, in life, you're going to have plumbing emergencies just the way it is. The question is, when you call your plumber at an inopportune time, is he going to be there? He, she going to be there to answer your call at 11 p.m. on a winter night? Roto-Rooter is going to be there 24/7, 365 with a real human being who cares about your problem. And they're going to quickly direct help on the way to you. So if you call Roto-Rooter on
Christmas Eve as it transitions into Christmas Day, a real human's going to answer your phone and they're going to direct help on the way to you. When your plumbing concern becomes their plumbing concern, that's why you need them on your team. Same family has owned the franchise in the upstate for over 30 years and has been treating people great all this time. You've heard all the unsolicited testimony. I can tell you there have been hundreds. 288-7686, 288-7686, 288-7686. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Write your calls when we get back.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
The need to bleed you when the light goes green. Best believe I'm in the zone to be. From a yin to my yang to see. Put a grin on my skin when you come to me. Cause I'll win, I'm a one of a kind, and I'll bring death to the place you're about to be. Another river of blood running under my feet. Forged in a fire lit long ago. Stand next to me, you'll never stand.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We had a caller who said that the path of the hurricane that they were now saying it was turning out to sea. That's not what I'm saying. I'm looking at information from news services and the National Hurricane Center from the last 30 minutes, and they're saying a direct hit on North Carolina. So I wish that were true. I hope it is true. I will pray that that's the case, but that does not appear to be the case. The storm center appears poised to hit southeastern North Carolina in a direct hit. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines, and it is Bradley by a couple seconds over Sam. Bradley, how are you?
Walt, how are you, brother?
Good, Bradley. Appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely, man. You know, God bless your military. Thoughts and prayers still out. The first responders, all the family and all that stuff. But, Walt, looking back, I can remember that Mets game, Mets and Braves. Piazza hit the big home run that, just like I'm going to do now, bring it back to sports. You know, you can honor these people, but you got to have a way to get back out a little bit, you know. And I had a sports question for you, if you don't mind me asking.
No, you could.
Absolutely. All right. What kind of record does it bother you if Texas A&M goes on and goes 9-3, 6-6, or if you don't mind, I was going to run something by you right fast. They already 1-1. They play Louisiana Monroe. Obviously, that's a win. That's 2-1. Walt, they go to Alabama. What are you thinking?
I don't think they'll win that game, but I think Mond is going to pose Alabama trouble too. I mean, I think
absolutely.
His athleticism is and his ability to throw on the run is exactly the type of guy that has posed Alabama problems over the years.
Right. Well, the next week they're neutral site in Arlington against Arkansas. You seen anything out of Arkansas?
No.
All right. Home with Kentucky.
No, I think they'll win that game as well, although Kentucky's going to be a little tougher out than people think because of the incredible Benny Snell.
Right, and the next weekend they're at South Carolina.
I still think that's going to be a tough game. I can still see that going either way. I don't think A&M is as good as they appeared in that game. This remains to be seen, but I'm still
This is what I go back to this years ago. You made this comment, and after that game, and this is where I'm going with this. You said it, and I'll back you to the end of time. Then they go to Mississippi State. Then they go to Auburn. They've got Ole Miss at home. They've got a gimme at UAB. Then they got a home game against LSU. Why do you want to schedule a Clemson team? Just like you said, you do not have to go out of your conference, win your conference game, take care of your conference, and then you're going to be where you need to be. You know what I mean? That's a hell of a schedule, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. There's no question about it. And I think that schedule will be their undoing before all is said and done. And I really think
you know, in hindsight, I think there was a bit of unknown about Texas A&M. And, you know, it's like this whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing. You know, people wanted to make Jimmy Garoppolo out to be Tom Brady. Well, you know, I warned about that. I warned about paying Jimmy Garoppolo this fortune. I didn't really believe in him. Never have. I think he's a little guy with a pedestrian arm. And he went out this week and he sucked. I mean, he threw three interceptions. His team lost by double digits, I think it was. And so I think that we, you know, once you get film on a guy, then you begin to be able to figure out who he is. Well, it's the same thing with A&M. I just don't think there was much.
In three years, you're going to see what, 3 to 4 years, you're going to see Kevin Sumlin's players filter out. You're going to get a dose of reality, Texas A&M fans.
I think that's right.
What his players did against Samford this weekend. Willie Taggart will never stick around long enough to see his own. That's a dead end job for Taggart. I really do. I don't think he'll be there long enough to see the fruit of the kids that he recruits unless he just starts playing young kids at every position.
I think Florida
State's in trouble, Walt.
Oh no, there's no question. I think you're 100% right, and I think the question is how patient will they be with Willie Taggart if they think, you know, here's the problem, Bradley. You run into people don't want to blame their whole team. You know, they don't want to admit that, hey, we suck across the board. So it's much easier to target one guy and say he's the guy responsible. And to a degree, Florida State fans are already doing that. And you can't do that. None of this is on Willie Taggart. He inherited a train wreck that Jimbo Fisher is responsible for. You're 100% right. You know, this is not – Jimbo Fisher's team didn't play Clemson the other day. That was the Kevin Sumlin personnel who played him. And we'll see what Jimbo Fisher is long term. You know, short term, he may be okay, but Florida State and the situation they're in right now is all on him. That program was in decline for 3 years, and this is what he left.
Absolutely. Hey, brother, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother.
And, like I say, thoughts and prayers and with our brethren from the north and everybody's going to be affected by the hurricane. Thanks a lot, brother.
Yep, thank you, brother. Appreciate the call. It's a good job. Where is that? I just saw a text I wanted to read, but I can't find it. The North Carolina game has been canceled as well. A lot of these games in North Carolina have been canceled. I believe that the Boston College game has just been moved. It was moved up. Kelly had mentioned that to me when I came in. I had not seen that earlier, but I guess that game has been moved up to 5:30 on Thursday now. At least that was the plan earlier. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines, and it is Sam. Sam, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Sam. Appreciate you getting
in. Just called in to talk about the quarterback situation again.
Yeah.
I agree with you on most everything, and I don't totally disagree with you on the quarterback situation, but I do in a way. I think they need to keep playing both of them. I think there's no way that Trevor Lawrence would have been ready for Texas A&M, the second game of his career. I think anybody that thought that, they were really naive. And it was definitely Kelly's game. But not playing Trevor Lawrence would be wasting a whole year like we did with Hunter.
I never said that.
That's how I
see it. Yeah, I never said that, Sam. Yeah. I never said anything like that. I never said I wouldn't play him.
I know. But here's my thought on it. If Trevor Lawrence was playing with Alabama and he came in and played mop-up, he'd play a lot. But there's no sign that he would at Clemson. We don't beat people that way. So he'd be like Hunter Johnson sitting on the sideline and wasting a whole year not being good until he was a junior. That's how I see it. And I also don't think Texas A&M is Alabama. We're not going to win the line of scrimmage against Alabama, so we got to have something special. And that's why I don't know that either quarterback could beat Alabama, but when we get there, we've got to have something a little more than just running the ball and throwing it to the sideline like we did against Texas A&M.
Oh, but you didn't just throw the ball to the sideline. I mean, Kelly Bryant was throwing the ball vertically. He had 12 completions for 200 and something yards. And
he did. And he was by far. I don't know why he didn't start in the second half. I agree with you. He was the man that day, but I think 5 or 6 games from now, it might be different as long as they keep playing them both.
Well, we'll see. I think Kelly Bryant is the guy to beat Alabama. I think he's perfectly capable of beating Alabama. I think he's armed now with better weapons than he had a year ago. And look, I think you even see that in some of these throws. Look, you've seen T. Higgins already this year make some catches that no player on Clemson's team was going to make a year ago. And I still think the Alabama secondary is their Achilles heel. I think it's an issue that will not be found out or exploited through most of the year, because I don't think people will have the personnel to do it. But it's one of those issues that may show up when the competition is its most intense at the end of the season, at playoff time. I think Alabama will be able to mask their issues throughout much of the regular season with that schedule. I'm not sure they'll be able to mask their issues when it comes time to play in Alabama, or comes time to play at Clemson or an Ohio State, or perhaps even in Oklahoma.
Well, as good as Deshaun Watson was, it still is like the last play of the game to win it. I just think because we won't win the line of scrimmage with our offensive line, the defense will do okay. It's going to take more than just what Kelly Bryant offers. I think they'll make him one-dimensional just like they did last year, even with better receivers. Has he played better this year? Yes. But part of it might be coaching, because it seems like they get so conservative that they don't even use the whole playbook, and maybe that hurts Kelly too. But he ends up being very one-dimensional against some of the better teams. Now, he'll do fine against, you know, the Wake Forest and
Was A&M at Kyle Field one of the better teams? I mean, you know, the interior of that A&M line dominated the interior of Clemson's offensive line. And Kelly Bryant was able to basically handle that and make winning plays. So, I get your point.
But they don't have the depth.
Well, look, the offensive line is going to have to play better, period. I mean, the offensive line is going to have to play better. The interior of that offensive line is going to have to play better. And Clemson's going to have to do a better job of establishing the run. And I would expect that to start happening this week. I think Clemson will use the Georgia Southern game to try and reignite the running game. And we'll see how that plays out. Hey, Sam, I appreciate the call. I have to run. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you are welcome to. Lines are completely jammed. Here's what we'll do. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You know, cars cost less than driver's rest. That's a fact. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in driver's rest at George Coleman Ford. That's a big deal to me. I don't know if it's a big deal to you. It's a big deal to me. To me, it's always like little things. Like, I don't mind paying for something I want. If there's a vehicle I want that's, say, $40,000, I don't mind paying for it. I don't mind that. But if you then tell me you're going to tack on $500 for something that I don't get, that seems to me like you paying your employees twice, it's no deal. That's a deal killer. George Coleman Ford, never any dealer fees. Never any service fees. You know, go read the reviews. Cars cost less than traveler's rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees. But above all else, it's the people. And when you go read the reviews, that's what you'll find. Regular people just like you are talking about how they were treated at George Coleman Ford. Go experience it for yourself today. You'll thank me later. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. 269-1232. It's Gilstrap. No one does it better. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years. Family business, 4 generations of roofers, over 30 years have maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You hear the people. You've heard the unsolicited testimony. People call, they write, they talk about what Gilstrap has meant to them. Ramona knows firsthand. Don't wait until the signs become apparent to you, because when the signs become apparent to you, you're getting rain on your forehead.
All right. Don't look up at rain hitting you in the head. Act earlier. Let Gilstrap check your roof. Take advantage of their free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. 269-1232, 269-1232. Call them. You'll thank me later. Lines are jammed. Also, Road Rage dedication still coming. We'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 1055, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson.